Penguin Random House Audio presents The Ministry of Truth by Dorian Lynskey. Read for you by Andrew Wincott.
It's a sad commentary on our age that we find dystopias a lot easier to believe in than utopias. Utopias we can only imagine, dystopias we've already had. Margaret Atwood. There was truth, and there was untruth. And if you clung to the truth even against the whole world, you were not mad. George Orwell, 1984. Introduction. December 1948. A man sits at a typewriter, in bed, on a remote island, fighting to complete the book that means more to him than any other. He is terribly ill. The book will be finished, and a year or so later, so will the man. January 2017. Another man stands before a crowd, which is not as large as he would like, in Washington, D.C., taking the oath of office as the 45th President of the United States of America. His press secretary later says that it was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period. Both in person and around the globe. Asked to justify such a preposterous lie, the president's advisor describes the statement as alternative facts. Over the next 4 days, U.S. sales of the dead man's book will rocket by almost 10,000%, making it a number one bestseller. When George Orwell's 1984 was published,